This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. A guten Isru Chag. A gesinta Zimmer. Simen Pei Zayin. Sif Beis. Geraf ve'avid shal cheres oy shal eitz shekfai al piv. If you have this bowl of earthenware or wood that you turned it on its mouth, yesh matirin, some permit, v'yesh oisrin, some forbid. V'halacha k'divei ha'oisrim, the halacha is like those who forbid. Says Mishnah Berurah, yesh matirin, da'ava k'may kisoy, some permit it because it's covered. V'yesh oisrin, the kivan sh'azuma balua b'soicha, since the filth is absorbed in it, ha'kli gufa hu k'may tzaya, the kli itself is like tzaya, v'asar ad she'chaseu, and it's asar until you cover it. But if it's metal, afilu enoi rachatz mi bifnim, even if it's not cleaned out on the inside, mahani kfi, it helps to turn it over. De'ein isura elametoicha, the isur is only on the inside. Ukfiya chashav kisai, turning it over is considered covering it. V'im kisa ala graf avid v'reach rad noidev mehem, if you covered on this bowl and the smell emanates from it, bein shehu shel cheres, whether it's earthenware v'rachutz and it's washed out oishal matches ve'enoy rachutz, kasav haderech ha'chaim, the tzarech lehachik dalet amos v'makam shekal ha'reach. Dezeh mikri, this is called reach ra sheyesh lo ikar. This will be called a bad smell that is sourced in a substance. Va'ayin b'ma shekasavnu b'ber halacha b'simen ayin tes b'hakdama oizayin. Look what we wrote in the Ber Halacha, in Siman Ayin Tes, in the Hakdama Oizayin, v'imhu shalmadches, if it's metal, v'rachutz, and it's washed out, da'i sheyarchik ad makam sheyichla ha'reach ra. It's enough that you distance yourself until a place that the smell emanates. So in other words, if it's cheres and washed out, or metal and not washed out, that's called reach ra sheyesh lo ikar. You have to go 4 amos away from where the smell stops. But if it's metal and it's washed, then it's enough to distance yourself that you don't smell it. Dezeu reach ra sheyin lo ikar. That's a reach ra that doesn't have a substance. Kasav shla. Sheyargal adam shehe loy ovid shal matches. Person should train themselves to, in other words, one should try to make sure they have an avit of metal. So if it's made out of metal or glass and it's washed out and you put in a revius of water, it's mutter to be mavarech asher yatzar, and you could learn there. Venerally, imhu naki, if it's clean, ve'ena yotza shum reach rami menu, azai dai sheyichatsumi avshazav shavs, is enough to wash it every Friday. Ad kan l'shoinev huba be'el yorabah. So, why does one have to distance from our toilets? L'chayra, they're a lot cleaner than this metal or glass bowl that you wash out once a week. I mean, if you only wash out your bowl once a week, how could it be any cleaner than our toilets? Okay. Siv Gimel. Mutter likros kriyashma bevay sheish boitzayu meraglayim oy grafa avid kivin shehichuk mehem kashir shenizbar besimin ayin tes. If there is soya or meraglayim or a graf in the house, as long as you distance yourself the requisite shear, you're good to go. It doesn't disqualify the whole house. V'chein im kaf aleim keli, if you cover it over, afal pi shehim imay bebayis, even though they're in the house, harei elu kikvurim, it's like it's buried. Umotor likros kenegda, you could read opposite it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, shehirchik, v'im haya bebayis mita gavaya asara, if you have in the house a bed, 10 tfachim toal, v'amachitzos magiyas aretz, and the partitions reach the floor, mikolat stadim, oyal kapanim sheraglea kitzarais, or if the feet are short, ve'inan gvayis gimel tvachim, and they're not 3 tvachim tall, V'dehavik kalavod, then it's like lavod. V'tsaya, aigraf, v'avid, oimed achayre hamita, and the avid is behind the bed. Mikri hamita mechitza. The mita would be a mechitza, v'shari likres lefnei hamita, v'ein sarach laharchek. Says the Mishnah Berura that if the bed is 10 tvachim tall and the partitions reach the floor from every side, or let's say the feet are short and they're not 3 tvachim, so now it's like lavad. Why, if the feet are short, do we say that it's a hefsek, that it's a mechitza? Because then the fact that it's connected to the ground makes it considered like a mechitza. So you're allowed to say Shema before the mita, and you don't have to distance. Uvavad shla yira es hagraf, as long as you don't see the graf, v'gam shla yagia lo yireachra, and you don't smell it. Because of Hamagen Avram, the davka kishamita choytzetzes mikoisa lekoisa. This is only if the bed is a separation from wall to wall. If the bed extends from wall to wall, avo b'lav hachi loy chashiva mechitza. If the bed does not go from wall to wall, it's not considered a mechitza. V'harbi mefakvakin medinze. Many challenges. Gam b'sefer nishmas adam tama alav. The Sefer Nishmas Adam also questions this. Al kein masik b'chay adam, de b'mei raglayim, that if you have urine, shahayu ala aretz, that was on the floor, oy b'chli she'in oy graf, or in a kli that's not a graf, de'inan ela medrabanan, so if it's urine, or something which is only medrabanan, yesh lahaka likros ilvarach negena mechitza, you could be lenient and read opposite mechitza afilo eino chay tzetzes, even if it doesn't interpose, avaloy k'neged Ha'avir, but not opposite the spot in the room where the bed is not. In other words, we just said that the Magen Avram said only if the bed is choytzeitz mi koysel a koysel, otherwise not. And many achronim say, no, the bed does not have to be choytzeitz from wall to wall. Therefore, the Chayadim says, if it's a drabanan, you could be mekel, as long as it's not opposite the empty spot. That I bring his whole language. Okay. Dapim hakvuim makoisa. If you have a board set into the wall, shekorin palitza, a bank, afal pi shekvayim asar tachim, even though they're 10 tvachim tall, ve'evshar afilu roichav arba tachim, it could be even 4 tvachim wide, lo haver rishus la'atzmai. It's not a separate domain. Kevin she'in lo mechitza samagias art, since they don't have partitions that reach the wall, that reach the floor. So the fact that it's just attached to the wall makes it that it's not really a mechitza, because there's no bottom. What?
About a bench?
It's talking about some kind of plank attached to the wall that you sit on it.
Right, a bench. Yeah.
No, not a bench, because a bench has legs. So if it has legs, then the legs would be a mechitza. Right? So this is some kind of board just attached to the wall without any leg to it. Why? She'in lo mechitza is hamagiyas la'aretz. V'chein shulchanoi shalanu sh'amdo araglayim. Or a table that they do stand on feet. She'in barachvan arba tvachim. That you don't have 4 tvachim wide, afopi, meaning what's not 4 tvachim wide? The table or the legs of the table?
The legs.
Afopi shein gvoyin asar tvachim, like have a mechitza lehafsik. That would not be a mechitza. Oid kasav sham graf, oyafilu mei raglayim ha'imed. If you have this bowl of excrement or even urine that's between the oven and the wall, nearly the asolamay b'tzara tanor, you can't stand on the side of the oven. Velikrois, afal pisha tanor mafsik, dekivan dehum mitashmishe habayis, batel legabe habayis. Since it's from the kalim that is used in the house, it's batel to the house. V'chein kol kiyotze b'zeh. Aval shar klei abayis she'enu miyuchad labayis. Other kelim, which are not designated for the house, nirali de mafsikim. It would seem to me that they are mafsik. V'alpi ho'afanam ha'mavarm le'el gabe mita. So what's the difference between a table and an oven? A table is not for the bayis.
Doesn't have a wall.
Let's say it does have a wall.
It's good.
Why is it good? But a tanur is not good because it's mi tashmishe habayis. It's part of the house, he means? It's like, it's the structure of the house, as opposed to a table, is the clay habayis.
Maybe the built-in tannurim has the built-in oven, yeah.
But he says, the kivan hu mi tashmishe habayis. He means it's part of the furniture. But furniture meaning it's part of the structure. Fine. If you put the bowl under the bed, and the mechitzas of the bed reach less than 3 tefachim next to the ground, even if the bed is not 10 tefachim tall, you could read before the bed, and on it, we say, and it's like it's covered. So earlier on, we had Amita Gavoya Asara, and the Mechitzas reached the floor from all sides. So it's like this. Earlier on, we had a bed. If the bed is 10 tefachim tall, and the partitions either reach the floor, or even if they don't reach the floor, the legs are 3 tefachim. Are not 3 tefachim, so then we could use lava to get the mechitzas down to the floor. Here we're talking about a mita that's not 10 tefachim tall. But we utilize, if it's under the bed, if there's stuff under the bed, we could use lava to consider it not a mechitza, but to consider it covered. This is as long as you don't smell it. If you smell it, loy mahani, kisoy, it's not going to help to cover it. A machitza is not going to help. A mita shalana shaglem gvoy shalash tefachim are beds that the legs are 3 tefachim tall. Tzar chachaka mehagraf kadin. Then you're going to have to distance yourself from the tzaya as is legally required. Kali, afilu yesh ktsas avir bein hakli lakarka. We said in the beginning of the sif that you could say kriya shema if you are marchik, or if there's a keli, even if there's airspace between the kli and the karka, kagon shaboyle ktsas mitzad echad. For example, let's say, in other words, you put a kli over the tsoya, but it's open a little bit. Anything which is less than 3 tefachim, we would say lavud, and it's considered kimechusa. Again, this is provided you don't smell it. Avla makli pasuch lamala, if it's open above, afilu pachas mishloisha asar. Even if the kli is less than 3 tefachim, it's going to be asar. What's the chiluk? Why less than? If it's open above less than 3 tefachim, we don't say lavud. In other words, why if the kli is open on top and it's less than 3 tefachim tall, why don't we say it will be considered closed because of lavud? We say that if you cover it with the kli and there's airspace on the bottom, we say lavud. Why not if there's airspace on the top? So the Beis Baruch says, if it's open above and you want to consider it covered through lavud, we don't say lavud bekelim. And lavud, meaning lavud, cannot change the metzius that it's uncovered. But if it is covered, the lavud is not changing the metzius. It's covered. It's just there's an opening. So an opening, lavud could say it's closed. But if it's uncovered, Lavud cannot say it's covered. Lavud can't change the reality. Lavud could just say something which is open is closed, but not something which is uncovered is covered. Rabbi Yisai, have a great Shabbos. Kol Tov. Be well.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.